Hello. In today's shiur, we discussed something that's been mentioned many times in the past few dafim and zvachim, and that is the avoda of shmikas shurayim. Shmikas shurayim is after in each korban, after we finish the a large amount of zvachim, whether it's two, we think it's for a korban shlomim or four for a korban chatas, what do we do with the remainder of the dam? So the prophet says that we spill the dam to the soil of Yisbeach. That means if the dam is kosher, besides the zrik of the dam that we have on the kiddur of the Yisbeach or on the keren of the Yisbeach, but the remainder, the dam which is left in the kushoyot, which is kodesh, has to be spilled to the base of the Yisbeach. So to understand this avoda of Shlicha Shrayim, first we'll try to explain it with a Chakim. And the question is, how do we look at it? Is this Shlicha Shrayim like a supplementary Zrika, another Zrika? In other words, we have certain Zrikas which are not massive, which are not necessary for the Hashem of Shlichas. The first Zrika is massive, the rest of these Zrikas are a mixer. So is Shlicha Shrayim an additional Zrika, which really we have to be very predominant in the class for Kapara, that will see over. And then the... Oh, what sound? You just pulled out the thing, and then you pull it down.
That's the name
you call
your
name?
Okay.
Let's start
from the...
Okay, What else? Okay, we said in Shlicha Shrayim we have a Chakira, and then we lost the sound exactly. But the question was, how do we relate to this din of Shlicha Shrayim that the remainder of the blood which is left after the Zrika has to be poured to the base of the Mizbeach? Is this like an additional Zrika, that besides the Zrika which is said, the allowing amount of Zrika for each cousin, Stanchen Alba or Alba Kronos, or one Matala, the rest of the ground has another Zrika that has to be poured to the base of these there? Or is it more comparable to the Hakhir of Alien? In other words, it's not part of the Dam, Averis HaDam, that we make a Zrika Dam to these there. Rather, what do we do with this dam? It's a separate offering. There's the offering of the Amen, which you really is there. There's a separate offering which is not related to the Zrika, to the value of the Kapara, that we pour down in his bath for the Kapara. Rather, it is more related to what we do with the rest of the Korban HaKtara, that by Eilu we're not to the whole Korban, by Shlomim we're not to the Eilu, and the Chakit, the Amen we're not to, and so too, the remainder of the dam, its place is to be poured to the settlement there. So, at first glance, this would seem, according to Tosfos, to be a machlokes between Beshai and Beitzor. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Amud Ches, it's also brought in our Vezera Daf Dalet, says there's a machlokes by Chafetz, how many Zrikas do we need with Ikuva? In other words, the mitzvah we need four Zrikas by Chafetz, one on each tail. Question is, if the Rebbe needs them, how many do you need to make the Korban kosher? So the Shammai says we need two, and the Mishnah, and the Torah says that we need one. So the Gemara says, how do they live? So the Gemara says that the Shammai lives because it says in the Torah, Kairos three times. Since Kairos, the minimum of the four of Keren is two, we raise that six times Zrika, six times the Keren. And as we mentioned three times in Kodesh, whatever it says Mitzvah one time is just a mitzvah. If it says it twice, it's a kuvah. That means if it says it twice, then if we don't do the Korban's possible. So since I have six times Teren, comes out four of them are the mitzvah, and two of the two which are repeated are the kuvah. That's how the Shema learned that two zrikas are the kuvah and four the mitzvah. But Hillel learns that since it's written Kailat with the Chosser, so we deal with it as it's in the singular. So it's Kailat, 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 which is four times, three, the mitzvah, and one, the Ikuva. That's the Gemara. if we use the same formula that we use for Beis Shammai, that only something which is double over three kubla, or four should be the mitzvah. Because according to Beis Shammai, we have six. Six, four, and two are kubla, and two are kubla. But according to Beis Shammai, we only have four, so more of them should be kubla. So the Gemara says that Kapel Bechtile Ashtakon. We need some Zirka, there must be some Zirka, so therefore, at least one has to be a Kuba. Yes, thanks, Liz. If so, according to this formula, Beis Shammai should be three brackets. Because, we know without it being duplicated, it must be the Akkad, because Kapel Bechtile Ashtakon. So therefore, I should learn to the test six times, I know where is the Akkad. And another two which are duplicate of Akkad. So let's say three are Akkad. So thanks to say, in the hand of Dayan, the Eshlemai, the Beishlemai, what we have said, in Mani Tessad, the two is the Ika Shvichas, Domen and Yisrael, like Kapoor the Tibu. Since even if none of the Zvichas will be Akkad, but we'll have to pour the Domen and Yisrael, so therefore, we'll have some Zvichas. Which Zvichas? The pour the Domen and Yisrael. Now, but this here, it says does not accept the Shvichas Rami said, because it says that the Shvichas Rami won the Akva. So what's the difference? Why did they say when that we know that one Shvichas must be the Akva, and the Shammai without a Pasuk? And the Shammai said we didn't need a Pasuk because I have Shvichas Rami said. Seriously, this is not like it. But the Shammai considers the Shvichas Rami said a sort of Shvichas. So therefore, even if I would have done none of the Shvichas, I still have some Shvichas that point the remainder of the Dam to Yisrael. Whereas the Torah says that even if I have Shvichas Dam to Yisrael, I will, because if I had no Shvichas, I will have a cousin which didn't have a Shvichas Dam whatsoever. So therefore, the Torah seemingly is treating it as not as a Shvichas Dam. But remember, like we said, no, it's not first, and then a different avodah, which does not be nice, to the family of Dam to Yisrael. That's all it seems that the Machlokes Beis Shammai is true. We'll show in a few Gemaras where it seems to me to be a raya to this Shire. The Gemara says, we learned a few days ago on the Chasim of Day, the Gemara says that Chakas needs four matzons. We need four Shvichas, one at each time. But the Mishnah says that we said according to Beis Shammai, only one is Mikuba, and the other three are a mitzvah. So the Gemara says these three, the other three Shvichas of the Chakas, in certain ways they relate to, they are comparable to the first one, and in certain ways they're comparable to the Shvichas Shrine. So it's an Umar Papa, Yeshman Kitzilasa, in certain ways these three matzons are relate, the rest of these Zvichas are comparable to the first Zvichas. The Yeshman Kisayfer, and some the Halachas, they're then to Zvichas Shrine. So, in the Gemara of the list. Chut, Zalaila, Zaris, Vekrishoyas, Karen, Etzber, Vekivitz, Vesharan, Kitzilas. In other words, without the Zvich, the Zvich list, they are like the first Zvichas. Chut, in other words, if we're Zoret the Dam Bachutz, even the last of these Zvichas, a person's Chayev Misa for a Zvichas Bachutz, it can't be done at night, a Zar can't do it, we need a Klishoret, it needs to be on the Keren, it needs to be done back with the Espa, right? And then there's a few other halachas that says that I like the Shivayim, that says that you can't make Pingo, and it doesn't come possible to bring them into the Hechol. So, Rashi says, how do we know that it's possible Balayla? It's possible Balayla? In general, all Avodas are possible Balayla, because it says, all the Avodas of the Kohen have to be done, the Ikra Avodah of the Kapor of the Kohen has to be done by day. However, Havas Emrim and things which don't relate directly to the Kapor, they can be done at night. So Rashi says something interesting. Says that, that it's possible, Lila. Why? Because I'm a real church mechanic. A cherem shebechachas ain't both the Lila. The apple fish ain't the akfarim. The zrika itself is not an akiv, so it should be able to be done by Lila. The law of zrika, the money, nil, dam, nifso, the skiyat hachamah. Come on. The aimah, we got a mitzvah for chaskiyah.
In other words, we were learning before that Dan is Mr. Galuna as Shkeshachama, and therefore, actually, it's not the Aveda of the Gimel Makarish Shabakatis, it would be Kashub Alayla. But there's a practical problem that the Dan was puzzled. And the Shagatari explains that, Rashi learned, that we, basically the simple reading of the Rashi, that there is no beyond Savoytzai as far as the Dam, as far as the Avoyim of Gimel Matonis goes. However, the Dam is Pesul Mezrika, because we can Pesul the Lila. Now, Shvika Shraim, also, Dam Pesul is Pesul Shvika Shraim also. However, we do make Shvika Shraim at night. That's what it says, Ketchimotai. Shvika Shraim can be done at night. So the question is, if we say that the Dan became possible, so why is it that we only are not allowed to do the last three Zrikas of the Chattis we can't do because the Dan became possible, but the Shvika Shraim we can do? If the Dan became possible, it should become possible for Shvika Shraim. So from this we can see that the Dan becomes possible if Shvika Shraim becomes possible for Zrika. Well, since Zrika basically has to be done by day, so therefore, even a Zrika, which for itself could be done at night, but the Dan becomes possible for Zrika, which is a Chama. However, for Shvika Shraim, which is not a Zrika, so even though we test Shvika Chama, still, it's constant from Shvika Shraim. From this, it would seem clear that the Shvika of the Shraim is not a Zrika, rather it's like a Lord Emily is there. And therefore, even though the Dam became possible for Zrika, and we can't do the Gimel Matanis anymore, but the Shvika Shraim we could do, because the Dam only became possible for Zrika, and Shvika Shraim is not a Zrika. So, there are other places in the Gemara which seem to point clearly that the Shvika of the Shraim is not really, not actually a Zrika. There is a different Avodah, not Avodah Saddam, but Avodah the Emrin. But because of the short time, we'll suffice with this ride, and we'll continue on to a new question. So we saw quite a few times already that although by the regular chatas or all the karbonis, we said Shiraim is not ma'atir, but here, among other places, here on the Chesmer Beis, it says by chatos apnius, the chatos which are brought inside in the hecho on the mizbeach, that we're going to dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where it's Par on Dovr Shal Tzibur, and Par Kohen Mashiach, and the Par of Yom Kippurim, which these are Chatos HaPnimis, there's a Machloikis, and there's a Manda Omer who holds Shiraim is Me'atis. So, although by Shiraim of the Shiraim of all Kavonot are not Me'atis, but the Shiraim of Chatos HaPnimis is Me'atis. So now, after we have established that Shvika Shraim is not actually a Zrika, but rather a different Avodah, we can still look into the Shraim of Chatos HaPnimis, which we said is not. Do we say that Chatos HaPnimis have more Zrikas? In other words, although Shvika Shraim in general is not a Zrika, and therefore it's not Ma'akev, but by Chatos HaPnimis, which have all kinds of Zrikas, they have Shev Al-Tiyon Shmizbeach, and Al-Balkayah Shmizbeach, they have a new Zrika. In other words, the Shvika Shraim takes on a different attributes by Chatos HaPnimis, and it's not merely like Shvika Shraim of Chatos HaKitzonis, rather, it's a kind of Zrika. We add on a Zrika by Chatos HaPnimis, that they have the Zrika and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the Shvika Shraim on the inside of the Mizbeach HaKitzon. Or, do we say we didn't change the characteristics of the Torah, didn't change the characteristics of the Shvika Shraim? Shvika Shraim is still not a Zrika, but there's a new halacha that by Chatos HaPnimis, just like other things in the Akiv, this new avodah of Shvika Shraim is also Akiv. Not that we've made it on, we didn't change the characteristic of Shvika Shraim to turn it into a Zrika for Chatos HaPnimis. Rather, we said this new halacha, which is called Shvika Shraim, as far as Chatos HaPnimis is not a mitzvah, rather it's Akiv. So, the Gemara says later, it's brought here before on the Beis Mabeis, but again, this is Gemara on the Beis Mabeis, says, what happens by its power, the power of Yom Kippurim, that it became possible after one matana. So it says that we bring another one, and we start. In other words, we don't need all the four matanas. We could start in the middle of whatever the times we did with Yitzchak. And if we start from, we continue on with the new power, which is Dishpat Adam, we continue on from where we did. So it says there that if we didn't do the Shvich HaShrayim, we bring a fourth power just for the Shvich HaShrayim. In other words, we'll share a new power, and with that power, we'll only be Shvich HaShrayim. Now, the Shvich HaShrayim is asked, okay, if there's no Zrika, how does it become Shrayim? Shrayim means what's left over after the Zrika. So how is it possible to bring the power just for Zrika Shrayim, but we have to make it Shrayim? So she implemented says that we will make a Zrika, which it's not clear exactly what the deal of this Zrika is, but we will make one Zrika on his back, which will constitute the rest, make it Shrayim, and then we will pass it down and be Shrayim with the Shrayim on his back Achitza. So, we mentioned before, that's clear, there's no such thing as a carbon which does not have a kapara. Kapara b'chtim lai ashkechon. Every carbon, there's no carbon of diamond which doesn't have a Jewish diamond mitzvah. Every carbon must have a Jewish diamond mitzvah. So therefore, if we say that b'chatzot ha'tzunius, we are able to bring a fire, and the only dam will be the Shmikah Shrine, or the only necessity which has the Shmikah Shrine. From there we see that the Shmikah Shrine of Chatos HaPniyot is not merely what we do with the dam and Avoda which is done with the dam. Rather, it's proven that the Shmikah Shrine of Chatos HaPniyot is a Shmikah Dam. So much so that we have a carbon that it's only Zrika will actually be the Shmikah Shrayim. So therefore we see it took on a new characteristic. It's not like the Shmikah Shrayim of the Kapot HaChitzonis, which we said is not actually a Zrika's Dam. Rather, it's a different Avodah, like Achtoris Emrin. But if we're able to bring a carbon, and the only Dam which we'll have will be the Shmikah Shrayim, we see from that it is, that it has a din of a Zrika's Dam.
You're on pause. Okay.
This can also seriously be seen in the Yerushalmi in Yuma in Parakei Alech Avah. The Yerushalmi says that according to there's a machlokes whether the Shrayim are ma'akev or not ma'akev, and it says that according to Manon the Shrayim ma'akev, then that it can't be done at night, and it can't be done at Lila, and it needs. And he has other halachas of Zrika, that it's not that the carbon is possible without it, and by chutz yochayev. So therefore, we see that's good for the machlokes. Whether we all shurayim ma'akev or shurayim not ma'akev, that if we all shurayim ma'akev, then it transforms itself into a Zrika, and therefore can't be done in night. Even though we said that the shvicha of the shurayim of chatoris achitzonis that can be done at night, but once you just try the alphabet, it becomes like a Zrika, and it needs yoin. This idea can also be seen here on the Gemara on the Chesam et al. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that we're looking for a limud that will teach us that sof halacha, that only one zrika of the chassis is ma'akev. So the Gemara says that we start with four kanas, and it says v'chipper three times. So one tells me that if it's good with only three kronos, and the second one tells me it would be good with only two kronos, and the third one tells me it would be good with only one keren. So Rav says, how do we know that it means that? Maybe it's telling me that you need four zrikas. But it's okay if I do one under Karen, and three, lamat mikutas tikkur, where I do all the kavanas. How do I learn from the three times the keeper? That. Or that it's good enough if I do one zrika. Maybe it's just telling me it's good enough if I do one zrika in the proper place. And the other Bechipa tells me, even if I only do the other three Zrikas, Alamata, Bechuta Sikra, that's also kosher. So the Gemara says, Lematinu Domin Shechetio Lamala Vechetio Lamata. We didn't find at any carbon that we give half of the dam in one place and half of the dam in the other place. So the Gemara asks that by the Chatos Aplinius, we say that when you do one Zrika Lamala and seven Lamata, and the Gemara understood that that's part of the place, one on the top of the Mizbeach and seven on the bottom. And the Gemara says, no, it's directional. We Zurek one pointing upwards with a hand motion, like an underhand motion, and the other one's an overhand motion towards down. However, it's not on the place. The place is the same. We put it in one straight line. However, it's not a question of where the Mizbeach, but still we didn't find one, we didn't find one Zrika which would be in one place and not in the other place. So, what?
I don't know.
So, then the Gemara says, Va'ika Shirayim. What about Shirayim? So, Gemara, Shirayim no ma'akti. Shirayim, in other words, the Bachakas were Zorik, the Dam, and the Kronis, and the Shirayim for the Yisoid. So it seems that we split. We split the Shirayim and we say that there was a dam. Part of the dam goes Lamala, and part of the dam goes Lamata. So the Gemara Shirayim or Ma'akhid. But the Gemara of Ike Shirayim Aftim, Shirayim Aftim which I'm Akhid, the Ike Ramano Ma'akhid, and we have seven Matonis or Lara Matonis on the Mizbeach Aftim, on the Peroiches, and we have the rest of the Shirayim is done in Mizbeach Achitim. Yeah, so the Gemara of the Chag Mokam Karminen. In other words, that's two separate Mizbeaches. And one Mizbeach to say partial, part of the dam above the Chutat Sikra and part of the dam below the Chutat Sikra, that we don't find. However, to split the dam and say part and Mizbeach Aplini, part and Mizbeach Achitim, that we do see. So the Gemara seems to say that we have found a precedent for dam in two Bekomis from the fact that the Zrika is in one place and the Shvika Shrine is in another place. So from there it would seem that the Shvika Shrine is part of the Vayita Zrika. The Rehima wasn't part of the Vayita Zrika. The Gemara could have answered, we're talking about the Shvika. Shvika Shrine is a different one altogether. From there we see that it's just like we saw if the Matonis would be partial Ramah or partial Ramah that would be considered the Tumul Kindness. The same thing if the Dam would be partially Ramah and the Shvika Shrine would be Ramah, then it would be considered the Tumul Kindness. From that, it seems that the Shvika Shrayim is part of the Zrika. Now, the Gemara also mentioned as far as Shrayim of Chatoros Achitonis, and then the Gemara answered Shrayim or Ma'afi. But according to the way we explain the Gemara, that they're two for the Nakamina. Shrayim, which are not Me'akev, Shrayim, which are just another Avodah, like Chatoros Amen, they're not with the Zrika. So there was since Shirayim or Na'afi, we didn't find Dam, which is Chetzel Amara, Chetzel Amata, even though the truth is, or Mitzvah, it is Pashel Amara, Pashel Amata. But Shirayim or Shalam Akav are not part of the Zrika. So therefore, even though the Mitzvah is to deserve the Dam, the Zrika for Amara, and to spill the Shirayim or Amata, since Shirayim or Na'afi, it means that Shirayim are not actually in Zrika. However, by Chatzos Aplinius, where it says Shirayim Ma'akvi, there the Gemara would have proven that we can have Dam in two places, Chetzel Amara and Chetzel Amata. And to that, the Gemara says, the only answer to the Gemara is that since it's two separate Mizbeches, so therefore it's not a right. The same thing can be seen in the Gemara and Dafman Beitzim says, the Gemara Dafman Beitzim says, it makes a chesbon of how many Zrikas that we need, how many matanis dam that we need till our chakras, our plenies, we could be nifa the pigo. In other words, we learned already that a person who has a machshavas pigo, he thinks in the shrika or in the zrika can be oikos like his manoi or shalodim kaimoi. So it does, shalodim manoi, it doesn't become pigo unless he finishes off the whole carbon properly. In other words, if he leaves out, and just like a carbon isn't kosher until we bring all the tumor zayt to dam, so too pigles, I mean some pigles, be chayav kares unless it's karbu kol matira k'mitzvasei. Unless he's done the complete, he's finished off the carbon with all the zrikas, with all the dinim which are na'akim. So that's the kind of hamish that we need, and it says we have 43 zrikas, or 43 avoidas. So then the Gemara brings a bracket that says 47, and says, well, how do we get from 43 to 47? The Gemara says, that's the man of Omer that says that Ramah is a Damapan, Damapan, and we have another Zrika on the Kronis, or another four Zrikas of the mixed Dam. Then the Gemara brings another verse that says there's 48. How do we get to 48? So it says, Ha, Commander Omer, Shirai Ma'akhim. And going to Commander Omer, that's Shirai Ma'akhim. So, the deal of Pinkle is a being kind, so it's kosher, Tatatat Pinkle. We need Ritsu. That means the dam which causes the kapara, that's necessary for making pigle. And even the Gemara says that if Shiraim Akhtim, there will be one of the necessities to make pigle. So we see that is a question of a normal avoider which passes the carbon. But rather it's considered in the risk of the 48 matnas adam. But the 48 matnas adam which we need for the recent dam, when I go to Shiraim Akhtim, it's one of them. It's considered a whole list of 48. That's 47 plus 1. 48 Jesus. So therefore, we see again that Lamayim Baruch Shirayim Akhtim, we have changed the characteristic of Shvicha Shrine of Chatos Afrinis, and we've transferred it from just another Avodah like Haftarah Fenrim, and we've included it in the Matnas Dam, Lamayim Baruch Shirayim Akhtim. We'll just bring one more Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that computer on the base, it says that, according to Rabbi Nechemia, we know that according to Bichayah for Shutei Chutz, or Hawas Chutz, for a person to be chayav for shechting the behemoth outside, behemoth kodesh outside the Azara, or being zerik the dam outside the Azara, it has to be something which is royal effect of oil money. It means it has to be a carbon that would be kosher between the soul that's a bamum, or a klaim, or a muksa, or a nevan, and he shechts it bachutz, so he's not chayav, because it's not royal effect of oil money. The same thing is true with the shechting dam. The dam, which was already kept to be chayav for Shvikas Dam Bachutz, so we have to be chayav, it has to be such a dam that if we were berserk in the Tzim, you'd be chayav. But a Shvika that you'd be part of the Tzim, it would be part of the Tzim, so you're part of the Bachutz. So Misha says, Rav Nechemia Omer, Shire Hadam Shekrimo Bachutz Chayav. If you're makir of the Shirayim Bachutz, you're chayav. So the Gemara says that the time of Rav Nechemia is because he holds the Shirayim Akhtim. So therefore, since the Roim is Zrika, therefore the person will be over and Zrika the Chutz, and even if he's very with the Dam of the Shirayim. So if we consider Shirayim Adam a new avodah, it's avodah like Haftarah Emrin. So then, still the dam is possible for zrika. Like we said before, that dam is shkis achama, dam by regular kavodas, dam shkis achama is possible for zrika, and therefore we can't make the three matzot of chatas after shkis achama. However, shvika shrine, when we brought from Rashi and the Shagatari, shvika shrine, we could do after shkis achama. Why? Because Shvika Shrine is true that the dam is kosher, but it's not kosher for Shvika, and Shvika Shrine is not a Zrika. So if the Shirayim would be possible with Zrika, and would only be kosher for this new thing which is called Shvika Shirayim, then we wouldn't be chayav as a chutz, because it's not dam which is kosher with Zrika, it's dam which is kosher for Haftarah. So if Rav Nechemia holds that a person could be chayav on Zrika b'chutz with Shirayim, because you know Shirayim Akhtim, we see that if we hold Shirayim HaMa'akev, the dam as the Shira, the avodah of Shirayim has been has been transposed into a new drinker, and therefore any dam which is kosher for Shmicha Shirayim, according to which Chatorot HaPnimis, which Shmicha Shirayim is ma'akev, is all inside is memelo kosher for drinker. Memelo, or how to become part of the Shkiyat HaChala, what we saw from the Yishalim. It won't be good anymore at night. Because what that will be said is good at night is if it's compared to Akhtar's Amen. But as long as we compare it to a drinker, we will be over at the chutz and it will become possible for Lila.
Oh,
it was more user-friendly.
Yeah,
time to put in another shoe there.
Yeah,
it's
really better, you know.
Okay,
fine. People want to know if the blood was included in the Corbin or was it a separate Corbin?
It's the rest of the animal from the family. Most of the blood's an animal.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Zipnik. We're looking forward to having you on back next week. We'll have Mary Kaplan back. We'll be giving a shiur of Hashem this coming week on the subject of the knife that is used for slaughtering kashim. We'll put up my comments in the same place as usual, the fourth sheet, and he'll be also giving advice for on the chumash afterwards for the last 15 minutes or so. We'll get the show as usual. Take care and have a good week, everybody.
Yes, there are no other questions.
Tell me this stuff, okay?